You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First person to get through today was Jenna. Hi, Jenna. Good morning to you.
Hi. Woo,
hey. You.
Woo-hoo, Jenna's here.
I love your enthusiasm.
So excited.
Good.
Do you bring enthusiasm to, you think, to almost everything you do in life?
I try to.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Good. It's a good way to live, I guess.
What do you do for a living?
I'm just a mom.
Just a mom.
No, don't ever say just.
It's one of the hardest jobs ever.
No.
I don't know. I think going to work every day is harder. I actually.
Really?
Yes. I like being a mom. It's fun.
Moms kick butt.
So how many do you have running around the house?
Three.
Mm-hmm. What's the age range?
15, 13, and 10.
Oh, yeah. You got your hands full.
Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, it's you got, busy.
You're in the drama phase now, aren't you? A lot of drama going on?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's good.
It's more hectic. There's a lot of personalities to deal with.
I'll tell you what phase she's in. She's in the learner's permit phase.
Yeah?
You're right about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's expensive.
I was just having this conversation with somebody the other day, and I said, you know, when my son turned 16... I was never concerned, really worried about him. I mean, you have normal concerns of your kid driving when they're 16.
Yeah.
But my biggest fear was not him driving, but him getting into the car with some other 16-year-old
sure.
who was driving.
Jacking around. And
that was my fear.
Yep.
So I was like, he's a responsible kid. I think he'll be fine, but I don't know about these other kids. You know, when we talk about Jen on this show, other people's kids.
They have that 6-month rule now that they can't ride.
Yeah, you can only have like one person in the car with you or something.
Or just family members.
Just family.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's just 6 months. You know, that's 180 days, man. That flies.
I would have a parent rule of that's going to go a year.
I did know a family that would not let their kids drive until they were 17.
Oh.
So.
Well.
That's not cool.
Well, I don't know. Might have saved their kids' lives.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know.
It's an extra year of maturing.
Because, you know, you get into that balancing point, Jenna, where you want them to be safe and everything, but at the same time, you're tired of being a chauffeur service, too.
That's true.
And you want them to run errands for you. You're like, hey, can you run to the grocery store for me real quick?
Yeah.
And I remember when I turned 16, how elated I was. So.
I wanted to run errands everywhere for my parents. Like, what do you need me to do?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Right. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
I am. I play this all the time, and I'm always dying, so I'm so excited.
Okay.
Oh, you mean you just play it on your own, just listening?
Yes.
And how do you do when you do that?
I do pretty well, I think, but some of the categories stump me, but I think in general I do pretty well.
Well, let's see how you do today, Mama Jenna. 10 seconds. The first one that's coming up today is five animals that have antlers or horns. Five animals that have antlers or horns. Horny. Ready? And go.
A moose, an elk, reindeers.
Regular deer.
I would have taken deer.
Unicorn.
Hippo.
The narwhal.
No, rhinoceros is what I'm thinking.
The
rhinoceros.
Bighorn sheep.
Bighorn sheep. Goats.
Oh,
do goats
man.
Have horns? Sure they do.
That means you lost.
Well, I thought I got one in there on that buzzer, though, didn't I?
No.
Uh-uh.
Which one,
oh my God.
What did you think you
I'm
said
so
at the buzzer?
Bad. Deer or something, didn't I?
You said reindeer.
Right, nah.
Reindeer.
The thing is, the buzzer sounded, so.
Oh, Jenna. Can you believe it?
No.
Well, you know what? How about in 60 days you call us back and you play again?
All right, I will.
All right.
I hope so. Have a fun
Thank
day.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that buzzer hit.
That buzzer.
All day long it hit.
Here's an evil Heather online, too. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for calling us. What do you do, Heather?
Right now I'm a full-time student and full-time mom going to school for addiction studies.
Wow, good for you.
Oh, wow. When are you going to be done with that?
I actually just started. However, I have a certification for it already, so I'm able to do the work. I'm just getting more knowledge.
Yeah, good
so
for you.
So it's going to be social work, essentially?
More like working in recovery centers, like residential treatment facilities with clients and stuff.
You're a good human, Heather.
Thank you for doing that work.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Takes a special kind of person to do that kind of stuff. Yeah. So.
Good for you.
Honestly, and I hope I can hold up to that.
Oh, you know, I think you will. I absolutely think you will. So thank you from not only us, but our listeners who maybe, our listeners, you know, might know somebody who needs those services. So thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
Let's play some Rattle Off. 10 seconds. Oh, you can do it. 10 seconds.
All right.
The name is either Chris or Christopher. And obviously, with Chris, it could be male or female. We need 5 famous people who are named either Chris or Christopher. These can be past, present, as long as we've heard of them. Ready and go.
Oh, my God. Chris.
Kringle.
One! You got one with a little help. Hey! With an assist.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to rattle off.
No, there's so many. So
I'm not going to rattle any off. We'll save this one for another time. And you're absolutely right, Heather. When you're in the spotlight, it's a lot tougher.
You freeze up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
And just wait until you hang up and you think of 25 of them. That will really get you. I'm glad you called us. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye, Heather.
Bye. So, are you an Andrea or an Andrea?
Andrea.
I'm glad I asked. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. I've been wanting and trying for months, and I never make it through. Everyone always wins before I could get on.
Well, today's your day.
Not today. It's... It's right there for you. It's laying right out there for you to grab.
What do you do?
I'm so excited. I'm glad I didn't get that Chris one because that was hard.
No, you'll think of a bunch. Pratt, Pine.
So,
what do you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Another
one. Lucky and blessed.
Another one.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of moms calling today. How many do you have?
I have 3 also. So I have 11, 3, and 1.
Whoa.
My goodness.
That's intense right there.
What's your 11-year-old into these days?
So he does a lot of sports. Bowling and basketball.
Mm. Oh, good.
All of that expensive?
Very. Oh, my gosh. The older they get, the worse it gets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
True dad. Yeah. Yeah. My son's in a basketball league now, so now you got to pay for the jersey and everything on top of the fees for it.
And travel.
Now
and
traveling
stuff like that. I just know the parents who say their
really
kids
bad.
Are in hockey. They say that's super expensive, too. So,
what's for dinner tonight? What are you making?
I think I'm going to do chicken enchiladas.
Oh, what time should we be there?
Can I be your 4th child?
Right?
Adopt
you guys
are Jeremy.
More than welcome. I'll just,
please, I'll sit
just
in a little,
over my address.
Put a little booster seat on one of the chairs and I'll come over and eat enchiladas with you.
How spicy do you make those? Do you make them spicy?
Well, I try to make them pretty spicy, but the little kids don't like it. So I make a special batch for my husband and I.
Smart move.
Just add the sauce on top.
Smart move.
There you go.
Yeah. You need the kick. Give me the kick.
Let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
I think I'm ready.
Okay. 10 seconds. Your letter is Y. Why, as in yesterday, why? What I'm looking for are 5 boys' names, I guess, you know, traditionally known as boys' names, that end in the letter Y. 5 traditional boys' names that end in Y. Ready and go.
We got Tom. Jeez. Ends in Y.
One's right in front
That's
of you
so
here.
Hard.
You're talking.
Yeah. Jeremy, there's one.
Yeah.
Horrible. Oh my
God. Listen, don't you worry about
it. Fine.
I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a great time with those chicken enchiladas.
Tear them up.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
For giving me a shot.
You bet.
You bet. Thank you for playing. We appreciate you.
Darn it. That stinks.
I thought that one was going to go.
That's an easy one.
Here's Chelsea. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
Oh, just working. I'm actually just in the parking lot waiting to go into work. So if I didn't get it this time, I was going to go in. So
are you late? Mm. It's 9:16. Were you supposed to be there at 9?
No, it's pretty flexible. We can just kind of show up whenever. But
what a gig.
What a great job. Wow.
What do you do?
Well, I'm in healthcare. I'm an occupational therapist. So I work in a short-term rehab for mostly older people.
Another good human,
Jeremy.
Well done.
Well, listen, we are struggling today. We need a winner. And you never know which one's going to come up. This one is remarkably easy. I don't want to put pressure on you, Chelsea. But now...
I also do not do well under pressure, so...
Well, take a breath. Try to focus a little.
Well, then I'm really glad you're in the career that you are. There's no pressure there.
I guess I'm used to that kind of pressure in a way.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. This will be fine.
Listen, take a deep breath. Let me hear you take a deep breath.
Okay.
There you go. 10 seconds. I need 5 of Santa's reindeer.
Come on.
5 of Santa's reindeer. Ready and go.
Donner, Prancer, Rudolph, Dancer. Oh no.
What?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Donner Prancer and Blitzen. Comet and Cupid.
And Donner and Blitzen, yeah.
Wait, I said Blitzen at the end. Did you get it?
No, you didn't.
The buzzer sounded after 4, that's for sure.
Yeah. You didn't get it.
I said it when the buzzer was going off.
No, it's too late.
Oh, Chelsea.
Stop. Don't be a liar. Oh. Don't be a liar.
I'm not.
Listen. Stop it.
No, it didn't happen. But listen, we love you and we appreciate you listening, okay?
Okay. Thank you guys very much.
All right, bye. Have a good day.
Thank you, Chelsea. Kim, it's down to you today.
Kim.
Oh my gosh.
Last chance. This is it.
Yeah, we need you to win or we have no winner today.
Oh, no pressure.
No, lots of pressure, actually.
Tons of it.
All the pressure.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a scientist. I'm a computational biologist.
I could hear it in your voice. I thought so.
Dang.
Yes.
So what do you do all day?
I'm a biological data curator. I sort biological data for people who basically make drugs and medical equipment, and they use it in their research.
That sounds intense. This sounds heavy.
What'd you get your degree in?
It's fairly heavy. Actually, computational biology, modeling tumors and stuff.
My God, you're brilliant.
Heavy duty.
She's a smarty.
You're a scientist.
Great. Scientist.
Do you wear a little white lab coat at work?
No, I work 100% remotely, so I get to wear sweatpants and.
Mm. You know. She's the sweatpants scientist.
You're a relaxed scientist.
Yeah.
The chill scientist.
Chill, man. She's logging data, yo.
Yeah.
She blinded me with science.
Well, that's pretty cool, Kimmy Kim.
All right, listen.
Thank you.
It's down to you here. We've been talking a lot about dogs lately. In 10 seconds, we need 5 breeds of large dogs. Large being relative, but Chihuahua's not going to count. 5 breeds of large dogs. Ready and go.
Weimaraner, Great Pyrenees, Saint Bernard.
Labs, Golden Retriever, German Shepherd.
Great Dane. Did you say Great Dane?
Yeah. Bloodhound.
I didn't say Great Dane.
Darn it.
It's more pressure. It's more pressure than you realize.
I know. Isn't it intense?
Like, you just go blank.
You're like, dog, what's a dog? I've never seen a dog. What are dogs?
They have fur. No,
oh, my goodness. Well, listen, we enjoyed talking to you, and we hope you have a brilliant day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, Kim.
All right, bye.
We didn't get a winner today.
Sometimes that happens, Dom.
It just happens.
It just happens.